You are listening to the Nerd Rage Renegades podcast. Catch the show every Wednesday on Spotify, Podbean, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
It is the one where the gang is back together. The gang is back together.
Are we recording now?
We're live. We're all live, right. Bud. Okay. We're live. The gang is back. Can you hear the music?
Can I? No, I can't hear nothing.
Nothing on you.
Yeah, Could you hear it, Panda? You can hear it?
Yes.
Might be the way it is. I just played the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia theme for you.
Oh, well, it sucks because I can't hear it. Well, when I get the computer, the better computer, then it'll be better.
Let me see. I just went live with it again. Let me see if you can hear it. Can you hear it?
No.
Okay. So we'll fix that in post. We'll get everything done. But we're back. So good to be back. Reunited,
yes.
And it feels so good. And Chief, I know you can't hear it, but Panda can, and she'll laugh.
I got my Magnum condoms. I got my Watt 100.
What can I do? That's crazy. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know, but I just had Frank, and you know what Frank has? Now that we're back together, you know what Frank has? He's got his Magnum condoms. He's got his Watt 100s, and he's ready to plow.
I guess with not hearing it, it could be anything. Knowing Danny DeVito.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, it could be anything. But, yes, we're back. We told you last week, Pan and I said Chief was going to be back. Chief is back.
Mm-hmm. Look, my eye's better now.
Oh, good.
Yay.
I was worried about that. I thought we were going to have Pirate Chief for a bit.
Me too. That was really bad.
We'd get you the coolest fucking eye patch ever.
Oh, I would have.
Face Pirate.
I would have had something.
We'd get you like Kano in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I'd have got like a Borg eye thing.
I am the Space Chief of Borg. Resistance is futile.
It's weird for me being on my phone. I don't think I've ever done a podcast on my phone before.
Well, what we'll do, you know, throughout the week, we'll get everything good. I mean, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, any computer that I've used forever for the show decided it's dead now, I guess. Like, the monitor comes up, and it shows, like, the symbol, like, the HP symbol. Yeah, and then it won't do anything. It just sits there on HP forever. I was hitting escape. I was hitting, like, F12. I was hitting everything.
Throwing it against the wall, slamming it against the ground. All that good stuff.
Justin's got to do on-call and stuff, and so when I get the good computer back, we'll have a lot better.
Oh, we'll be freaking ready to rock and roll. Everyone that tuned in for last week's show, thank you so much. Panda and I had so much fun. Of course, WrestleMania is behind us.
Yep.
The story is finished. Cody Rhodes is your new world heavyweight. Now, let me put it right. Your reigning, defending, undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight Champion. I mean, Cody Rhodes. Very emotional. I mean, we saw so many returns. I think it was a great start to the Triple H era. Of course, we know He Who Must Not Be Named is gone. It's great. Panda was at a lot of Game Changer Wrestling over the weekend. Saw a lot of things. We saw Matt Cardona, the indie god.
The indie god himself.
We saw Shayna Baszler.
Shayna Baszler, Charlie Dempsey. Cardona in his match faced Blue. Okay, for cease and assist reasons, his name is Blue Payne. If you know anything about the Cardona storyline, he is a blue version of Kane. And he hired somebody to become Zack Ryder. So Zack Ryder came back alive for one night only. And Zack Ryder and Cardona defeated Blue Kane. And they set up the spot from 12 years ago where Cardona was, when Zack Ryder was pushed off of the entranceway from the wheelchair. They redid that with Jimmy Lloyd, so they just got all the spots all in one.
That was everything about wrestling. She had to be like the wrestling news person for wrestling. It's like I've heard like tiny bits about it because I know a lot of people that are into wrestling, but I've heard little tiny bits about WrestleMania, but Panda like knows like every single detail.
Well, the like I said, WrestleMania are one of our favorite times of the year. You know, now we got to wait a whole another year.
Yeah, and we don't even know where 41. It's going to be next year.
How many was that? Was it more than one night?
Two. Yeah, ever since the pandemic, they've been doing it two nights. I think that's going to work because it's like a 10-hour show, so like we don't got time to sit there for that many hours.
Yeah.
At three, you count the Hall of Fame on Friday.
Yeah. So, yeah, ever since 2020, well, since 2021?
Yeah. 2020. 2020, 2021.
It's been two nights. So, yeah, this year it was in Philly. The first night it was cold. Michael Cole was basically a weatherman the whole night, letting us know how cold it was. I'm like, it's not that cold, guys. Come on.
Nipples were hard everywhere.
Throughout.
But yes, Cody has finished his story, although his new shirt says that his story is not finished. His story continues, so we'll see what that means. To me, Drew McIntyre's story is the most important one right now, but
it's so complicated. Wrestling seemed like when I was a kid, it was like these simple things. Now it's like this crazy storyline going on.
Yeah, it used to be, I feel like there were kind of stories, but because, like, especially with the territories, like, not everyone could see everything, and, like, the internet didn't exist, so it wasn't as much as it is now, but...
Completely different. Like, it's, I don't know, it's way bigger than it ever was, it seems like. Mm-hmm.
It's a new renaissance, man. It's a new age.
It's a new day.
Yes, it is. Oh. Just great stuff all around. What I'm most happy about is the three of us back together. Because mm-hmm. it's been so long. All of us have gone through so much shit over the last couple of years, whether it's dealing with narcissistic people, bullshit, all the stuff, illnesses, you know, heartaches, headaches. It's been shit. But, I mean...
hospital three times since the last
time. But the one thing is you can't keep us down.
Mm-mm.
We've been going, I mean, this is 2024. If you want to count the years since 2014, I mean, we've over a decade.
Yeah.
Over a decade and still going.
We were doing panel to panel for a year before this. So however many years that is. A lot. Conventions, everything in between. It's insane.
Yep.
I mean,
all the interviews,
all the conventions, all the naysayers, all the people that were around that are no longer around, but we're still rolling. We come back. We're the phoenix rising from the ashes. You know, you can't keep us down. And we're older. We're wiser. Our kids are older. Our dogs are older.
Yeah. Speaking of old dogs, I got Otto right here next to me.
Remember when you first got that boy?
Yeah, I remember when Otto was just a puppy.
Like, there's Otto, look at him.
There he is.
So, over the last year, like I said, so much has been going on. So much has happened. But, I am going to let the past stay in the past. Because karma's a bitch. And I'm not talking about Chief the dog. Talking about the spiritual, karmic, cosmic thing. Karma comes for everybody. And certain people will get their comeuppance. And as someone who has recently, in the last couple of years, become a Norseman, I have let go of hatred except for Carson Daly. It's the only person on the planet I hate. And it's only because he ruined MTV. That's the only reason why I hate Carson Daly. He ruined MTV.
Was it really him, though, or is it just the era that he was
He's
in?
My scapegoat. He's my scapegoat. Put it on him. He's
a dachshund. There's a dachshund coming.
It's a dachshund. But right now we are living in a renaissance.
Oh, and before you move on, we got to retire the Carl Weathers clock because Carl Weathers passed away and can no longer appear on the podcast. So
that's right.
The retirement of the Carl Weathers countdown.
To kind of tell the story, years ago, I actually spoke with Carl Weathers. And I said, we would love to have you on the show. I mean, he's done so many things that we love, from Rocky to Predator, all of that. And at that time, he was like, well, I have nothing going on. I have nothing. What would I talk about? So he politely declined. So we started the Carl Weathers clock. When could we get Carl Weathers on? Sadly, with, like I said, real life going on, we couldn't ask, hey, you're in The Mandalorian. Could you come on now? You know, just because life... It would have been perfect, but life was what it was at the time. So we are retiring the Carl Weathers clock. But in honor, it is a renaissance, like I said, because we are getting more sci-fi. We're getting another Planet of the Apes movie.
Yeah, that one looks good.
We're getting Furiosa, a Mad Max tale. Which I know, Chief, you're excited for Furiosa.
Yeah. Mad Max has always been one of my favorite movie franchises. Since my sister took me to see The Road Warrior in the theater when I was six. Like the most violent movie ever made, and she took me to see that when I was 6 years old. And I'm telling you, that's one of the first movies I can remember just riveted to the screen the whole time. Just fascinated with it, and the cars and all the crazy stuff going on.
And it's going to star one of our favorites, Anya Taylor-Joy, who we have loved since The Witch.
Yeah, I mean, she's good magic, too, in The New Mutants.
She was great as Princess Peach and Mario. I thought she did a great job. Mario was great. Mario was so good. But she's going to be in Furiosa. Currently in theaters, we've got a new Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a new Godzilla. We've had two Godzilla movies in the last couple months.
Yeah.
And finally, after, 75 years, Godzilla won an Oscar.
Godzilla, what is it? Minus one? Yeah, that one. The Japanese series just seems to be so much more hardcore than the American special effects extravaganza that they're making.
Now, I saw Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. I saw that last weekend, and I did enjoy it. This is where I'll put spoiler alert. If I do spoil anything, spoiler alert. So if you don't want to hear this, click forward a little bit. But I mean, I was telling you guys in our weekly daily chats, you know, Godzilla was like a big cat curling up in the Roman Colosseum to sleep, not once but twice. So that is like Godzilla's cat bed. He sleeps in the Roman Colosseum.
It seems like that's too small for him, though. Like, from the first movie, he, like, took up, like, blocks of the city. Like, now he can curl up inside the Colosseum. Without destroying it because it's so old, like, how did he pull that up?
Oh, he destroyed it a little bit. He did destroy it a little bit. But this was a Kong story. This was very much a Kong story.
Well, they've been promoting that series on, was it Paramount or whatever, with Kurt Russell? But that's like all about Kong too, or that world that other
like Skull Island. Yeah. But I will say this: the Queen of the Monsters does come back. You know who I'm talking about? The Queen of the Monsters. So it was good, and Ghostbusters was good too. I thought the new cast and the original cast did really well. Good blend. They had, you know, Slimer was in it. They had Walter Peck was back in it. And this isn't giving anything away, but there's one point where Walter Peck shows up and he's still yelling at the Ghostbusters, wants to cancel them. And you just hear someone yell "Dickless," which is a good callback to the original Ghostbusters, where they were like, you know, "Dickless here." And the mayor goes, "Is this true?" And Bill Murray's like, "It's true. This man has no dick." So it was a good callback. The other one I saw, and I'm not going to speak a damn word about this one, but I saw Dune Part 2.
Yeah.
I'm not saying a word.
I'm trying to stay away from it. Yeah, that's important to me to not.
I will just say 3 hours.
Good. I would hope 5 or 6, but 3, I'll accept 3.
Well, if you put Part 1 in with Part 2, you're looking at like a 6 to 7 hour saga.
Well, that's about what they need, because that's about how long the TV miniseries was. So, I mean, tell the whole thing.
The only problem is, and this is not a spoiler, but we do not get the Sting Speedo.
But Fade is in the movie, I'm hoping.
He is in the movie.
A different Fade.
Fade is in the movie.
I'm also curious as to how, I don't want to know, don't tell me, but I'm kind of curious as how the sister is on the aged, because she's just a little child in the book.
They did it, there's a reason, but it's not like a reason you would think. It's done very well.
And I'm wondering, I guess I'll wait until I see it. I'm just too
wait
curious.
Wait till you see it.
It's the first three books, it kind of blends into, like, after the first book, it goes into all that, like, Paul's like the emperor now, and it goes into all that, how he runs everything, and then Duncan comes back. We get all that stuff coming up later. And that's going to be, and I know they've already greenlit Children of Dune from what I heard.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious. For those books, the second and third books are like half the size each of Dune.
Right.
So I always considered those two like one book, because that kind of wraps up the Paul Atreides story. And then you skip 3,000 years to the fourth one and you get God Emperor.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, I wonder if they're going to go that far. That's my other question. Are we going to go that far?
I hope so. And the reason bringing up all this Renaissance is, I thought it would be fun to go over, since we haven't been on the airways since June of last year. That was the last time we put out a new episode, minus what we just did last week, Panda and I, with the return of Team Rainbow Dash. What have we watched for the past year? What have the Renegades been watching for the last year? What has been on our streaming networks for the last year?
Well, mine are pretty weird. See, me and Jess, we watch, I've watched all of the Ronald Howard Sherlock Holmes series from the 50s twice. And I've watched the Jeremy Brett Sherlock Holmes series 2 or 3 times. I've been watching some old Tom Baker Doctor Who on BritBox. Let's see. And, I go through YouTube. I've got all these playlists of, like, old, like, creepy mysteries and haunted house movies from the 40s and 50s.
Mm-hmm.
I watch all that junk. I watch some weird stuff. I've got a list of, if we ever do movie commentaries, we're gold, because I've got a list as long as your arm of movies.
Panda, what's been on your streaming services lately?
I mean, besides the, like, copious amounts of wrestling that I watch, this last year actually has probably been the most time that I've had to watch things that I've had in a while, because I work like a million hours a week always. So this year I've actually had time to go back and say, okay, what have I wanted to watch in the last like 10 years that I haven't had a chance to? A lot of it, I am like a sucker for the true crime documentaries that Netflix puts out. I liked the Dr. Death series that was on Hulu, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I did watch some like trashy reality TV, but the series that I, and what is it? The Ghost Adventures that's on Discovery.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. Zach Bagans.
Yeah.
That show's,
I had,
funny,
like, been wanting to watch that, and it's so interesting to, like, watch it from the beginning and then, like, see how it is now.
Yeah, he's, like, totally different guy. Now he's, like, He reminds me anymore. He reminds me like a circus ringmaster. Like he used to like really be into like investigating stuff, and now he's just like, look over here at my haunted museum.
Yeah. Well, and it's like we're going to Vegas in October, and I'm like, I kind of want to go and like do one of his tours. I think I'm going to.
I would for sure.
It's just, I think I'll have to get the tickets like around now because like it's going to be in Halloween, like around Halloween. So that'll be like his busiest time.
Yeah.
But he'll probably be there though. If you go at that time, you get to meet him probably.
Yeah. It'll be interesting just because like I know on the show, like they used to kind of travel out and it seems like he's kind of become more like reclusive, at least from what I've read on the internet. Like he doesn't really, like they don't really fly to places anymore. And like, it's just like, I don't know. He's almost, I don't know that he's like a germaphobe necessarily, but like he almost gives me like germaphobe vibes.
He got some kind of lung problem from going in old houses. And so he wears like a mask most of the time. But I think he's just done everything. He's been everywhere. He's been all over the world. Like how many times?
Yeah, there's not much left.
I know that like the first episode, the like bar or like the music place that they went to, like they visited a couple of times. Yeah, and that place is closing or maybe it just closed and they're trying to get them to go back, but I don't think he was interested in it. It's like, geez, you should go back before they like tear it down, but
yeah.
He's gonna tear it. I'm surprised nobody's gonna buy it. That's a pretty famous
place. I don't know
place.
If they're tearing it down or not, but I know that it's closing. So I don't remember the exact story. It was like a couple months ago. I think they announced that it was going to be no longer. So that's the most. I have like stuff on my list. Like I've also been watching some like Korean stuff on Amazon, but I still need to watch Squid Game.
Oh, I loved Squid Games. I loved it.
I need to watch it. I don't know that I'll watch the like reality series thing just because one, I heard it was kind of trashy, and two, like I heard that like the people were terrible, like the workers were terrible and they didn't even pay out the winner, so I'd rather not like support that. But yeah, like Squid Game is like the next one that's like on my list of things to watch.
All right. So let's see what I watched the last year with all the shit I went through and I needed an escape.
You probably saw more current movies than I did, though, because you've been to the movies a few times more than me.
Yeah, so, you know, I went to Dungeons & Dragons, which I loved. I really enjoyed Honor Amongst Thieves with Dungeons & Dragons, especially the little cameo from the animated Dungeons & Dragons characters at the end.
The guy's the, that's the big bird guy. That was my favorite guy.
You know, I saw Haunted Mansion. I saw Barbie. And
I still haven't seen Barbie.
Somehow, you know, Barbie. I mean, I own a shirt that says I'm Knuff.
Nice. Because
I am. Apparently John Cena was in the movie, but as you know.
I can't see him.
I can't see him.
He doesn't fit. He's like a vampire.
But, you know, and God damn it, I can't get the song I'm Just Ken out of my fucking head. God damn it. But yeah, I saw Barbie, saw the Mario movie. So those were all good.
The one movie that I watched in theaters, Iron Claw.
I still got to see that one.
It's so good. Like, even if you're not a wrestling fan, like go and watch the Iron Claw. It is so good. I love it.
See, I watched the One Piece live action series.
That's on my list,
which I thoroughly enjoyed as a fan of One Piece, the anime, and a collector of One Piece figures. Especially from Timu. Not sponsored, but you know what? Timu, sponsor me. Sponsor us. Come on, Timu.
They sponsor other people. So.
Yeah, come on, Timu. Shit, you email me every time I open up your app. You know what I'm doing 24 hours a goddamn day. Might as well.
Stuff on there, man. It comes across my Facebook once in a while. It's just always
Shoot, I have so many anime figures from Timu because they're like cheap as hell. So like it's fun, but
if they actually show up, then that's a deal, you know.
Every one of them has shown up. They're up here on a shelf. Every single one of them has shown up. Now, have the boxes been intact? No. I mean, hold on. I got one here. Hold on, I got one here.
Ooh, unboxing video.
Look at this. I already took it out of the box, but this is how the box came. Look at this. For those who can't see, because you know we're recording this, this box is like smashed and mushed and destroyed, and but the figure was
it did its
but
job.
The figure was good. But the figure was good. The figure was intact. That's all that matters.
That's what
but
the box's job is.
Yeah. But as a fan of One Piece, I mean, the live action was so good. The characters were done really well. The actors were good. I can't say the same for the Avatar, the Last Airbender live action series. You know what? Just keep the anime. Stick with the anime or the animated version.
Put any stock in the when you take a. It never looks right when you do that. I think the Avatar cartoon was cool, and everything else they try to do doesn't work.
What's really interesting is my father got me into a couple shows. One, he got me into Bridgerton. So he
it's on my list of stuff to watch.
He had this period where he was watching nothing but like BBC or British period pieces. So there's Bridgerton, which is all about this Bridgerton family and, you know, their romantic things and being dukes and all that. But he also got me into these two others. One was called All Creatures Great and Small, which is about British veterinarians during World War II.
Yeah, that's a remake. There was an old series on PBS that I've seen before.
And the other one was called Somerton or something like that. And it's about this seaside like town. And like there's this guy and he has like a governess and like for five or six seasons you're like, oh, they love each other, but they keep kind of not being together. You want them to be together. And I'm sitting there going, I'm not going to like this. But yeah, sure enough, by the second by the second episode, I'm sitting there and I look at my dad. I'm like, you know, this is going to happen in the next episode, right? Like, they got to do this. Like, I start making theories about it. I'm like, oh.
I just want a vampire or something to show up. Like, something's going to happen. Oh. It can't just be that.
Now, one of the ones that we watched also, because I introduced my father to the streaming service Tubi.
Okay.
I don't know if either of you have Tubi.
I watched Tubi. I think Lucha Underground was on there for a while.
So
I have it on my TV, but it's I just can't take commercials. I just can't do it.
I know.
I can't watch commercials and stuff.
But the good thing, so I mean, I watch stuff on there all the time because you've got like mystery, like all the mystery, like the good Mystery Science Theater 3000s are on there, and all these old shows, Columbo's on there, and all this. So. We watched the old show, How the West Was Won.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the first episode, the dude's looking at the guy, he's like, I'm going to cut him from belly to brisket. And I'm just like, oh, ooh, like old Western. But like that, what? I mean, Squid Games, I watched Squid Games.
You watch those British period shows, man. You ought to go on YouTube. They got some of the Jeremy Brett Sherlock Holmes episodes. It's set in the 1800s, and it's perfect. It's like the greatest Sherlock Holmes you'll ever see.
So I actually went out because Tubi not only has the Mystery Science Theater 3000 versions, but they have the movies of Hercules with Steve McQueen, the Voyages of Sinbad, all of those. And what's funny is I try to watch them. But I keep hearing Crow and Joel and Mike and Tom Servo in my head while I'm watching the movie.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of those old, like the Steve Reeves Hercules and stuff. That's on a lot of that stuff's on YouTube. I find it on YouTube.
I said Steve McQueen, didn't I? That's a different actor.
Yes, Steve McQueen's in Bullet.
He's in Bullet. another show I watched, which was really good, was called Poker Face. It's got Natasha Lyonne in it, and so it's kind of like a love letter to Columbo, because Natasha Lyonne is a huge Columbo fan, and apparently she wanted to remake Columbo and be like Columbo's daughter or something, but the rights to Columbo are tied up, they couldn't use it. So her and the showrunner, the producer, who's also a huge Columbo fan, created this show where she knows when somebody's lying, so she's on the run. So she goes to these little towns where people murder people, and then she shows up and annoys the shit out of people until they confess to the murder, and then she leaves town because she's got to stay one step ahead of the people that are chasing her. So it's very Columbo-esque because they show you the murder, and then she shows up, which I love.
I was watching it. I noticed, like, in Old Murder, She Wrote, there's some of the most brutal murders ever happen in you wouldn't think so with old Angela Lansbury, but man, when people die in the beginning of that, like the murder happens at the beginning, and then she, like the same thing, she rolls into town and like figures it out.
And it's always the young person that enters Cabot Cove. It's always that young person that comes to Cabot Cove. That's
or the
murderer.
Guest star. Or if George Hamilton shows up, I don't know.
Yeah, George Hamilton. If George Hamilton shows up, he did it. He killed him. I also watched the movie of Fantasy Island. Did you see that one?
No. So there was a Fantasy Island movie.
There's a Fantasy Island movie. It came out, you know, the other year. It's from Blumhouse. And Mr. Rourke in this one, who's played by Michael Pena, from Ant-Man fame, he actually, in this one, they actually do explain, he made a deal with the devil. And that's why, you know, all the fantasies that he has to fulfill is, like, for the devil. You know, which you always thought Mr. Rourke pretty much was the devil.
That was
on
like
Fantasy Island.
The Halloween episode of Fantasy Island?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the spooky episode they have?
The other night, I watched, I think it was like, it came out, what, 97, 98, the Malcolm McDowell reboot of Fantasy Island? So yeah, they made a reboot where Malcolm McDowell played Mr. Rourke, and I sat there and I'm going, how old is Malcolm McDowell? Because he was old in that back in 97.
Yeah, he's an old
I'm like,
dude.
This is the man that killed Captain Kirk.
Well, he was like, I don't know, he's like in his 20s in the 70s, right? He did Clockwork Orange.
I mean, when he was shoving his fist up someone's rear end in Caligula, yeah, he was only like 20 something years old. You know, so I sat there. I'm like, how old is Malcolm McDowell? And he's still acting. And then I saw something with Helen Mirren in it. And I'm just, I guess I was just having a who's who was in Caligula fucking marathon. You know, I look at Helen Mirren and I'm like, she still looks good for fucking whatever, you know, for her age. And then, you know, of course, it was like the 25th anniversary of one of the greatest films of all time, the that never won an Oscar, should have won an Oscar, just a look inside the human mind.
Mac and
you know,
me.
Well, yeah, Mac and me. Gotta love Mac and me. But The Room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to see that Big Shark movie that he's got coming out.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
Tommy, I mean, the fact that they had 25th anniversary and they put it in theaters.
Yes.
For like the 25th anniversary of The Room, I was like, oh my God. So fucking
good.
A horror movie the other night, and we were looking at it was on Amazon. I didn't watch the movie, but I looked at the trailer, and I swear it was like a found footage like haunted house movie, but I swear Greg Sestero's in it. Like they just show up for a second. I didn't check the credits or anything, but it looked just like him.
We have that moment. It's like that moment from, what was it, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, you're Leonardo DiCaprio, and you're like, you know, pointing at the screen, and like, I know that person. I know that guy. Man, what the fuck? I did that, you know, like it's not a spoiler, but, you know, Anya Taylor-Joy plays Paul's sister. That's already, you know, she's uncredited. But the moment she did come on screen, I was like, oh my God, it's her. Is she going to tell Ralph Fiennes that she wants a burger? Which was, if you didn't see, what was that, The Menu? It was her and Ralph Fiennes and all that. That was a good movie, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I saw a clip of it. It looked pretty good.
She's like, I want a cheeseburger.
Yeah. She like makes the best cheeseburger in the world.
I want a cheeseburger. So, but like, I had so much time on my hands because what am I going to do? You know, it's I'm either on my computer or not, you know, being alone for quite a while. I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? I go watch the Cleveland show over and over and over again. You know, my kids do something. I'm just sitting there going, my word, you know?
Oh, like, I got a recommendation. One of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. If you go on, YouTube and look up Mike Nelson reads Wizzo the Clown.
Uh-huh.
It's Mike Nelson from Mystery Science Theater and Riff Tracks, but he reads somebody did a transcript of the Santa's Winter Circus with Wizzo the Clown, one of their movies that they did, and it's this insane clown, and it's an old like 50s or 60s. Christmas special with this clown guy, and somebody made a transcript of everything the guy says in the whole movie. And there's just an audio, the video of just the audio of Mike Nelson reading the script to Wizzo the clown. he puts all the emphasis on the wrong stuff, so it just sounds like the yammerings of a madman for like an hour and a half. And that is the funniest thing. I sat here one night, just fell asleep, and I put it on. And I kept waking her up because I was just dying. I was rolling in the bed, just laughing. That's the funniest shit I've heard in my life.
The other thing that I got into, because my dad watches it religiously, Curse of Oak Island.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite shows. I've been watching that for like 12 years.
Man,
I not missed an episode yet.
If I could be Billy for a day, I want to be Billy for like a day.
Any of those guys would be cool. If they find something there, they're going to be the first people to see it in like 500 years or something.
So watching that, then it led me into like the Bermuda Triangle show that they had on Discovery, where they were, you know,
to watch that. We haven't seen it yet.
Then it led to, you know, forgotten U-boats of World War II. It's like a rabbit hole. You just go down these rabbit holes because, you know, you guys know me. If there's something with a lot of hype, I'm usually like, watch it, you know. Like, it took me the longest time to sit down and watch Rings of Power. And then I'm like, okay, the effects are good. The cast is good. But when you can only work off the appendices of, you know, the Lord of the Rings, you don't have the whole Silmarillion and shit. There's only so much you can do. So
this dog hair keeps getting in my face. So I'm smacking myself in the face because I keep getting dog hair in it.
And when, I don't know, maybe, you know, we had COVID, we had the bullshit with all of our personal lives. When did Taylor Swift take over the world?
Oh, she's been taking over the world.
Like, is she president? Like, Taylor Swift's president, right? We voted her in.
She's not old enough yet.
I am. I'm fucking old enough. Chief, you're my running mate. You're my Secretary of State. We are gonna fucking run this goddamn thing on the on the platform. We're not Republicans. We're not Democrats. We're the up all night party, just like Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And our platform is life sucks. Get a fucking helmet. That is our platform. Life sucks. Get a fucking helmet. I gotta work 40 hours a week at Starbucks. Fuck you. Get a helmet. My high school days were so bad, and now I gotta go through all this bullshit years later. Fuck you, get a helmet.
That's what I like to hear.
I've gotten to that point, man. I don't give a shit anymore. I really don't. I see all this bullshit online. People complaining about every goddamn little fucking thing. Like, fuck you, get a helmet. How does this fucking impact your life? You know, oh, okay, somebody was out there going, well, you see, it was the greatest thing of all time. We did the research. It was great. It was wonderful. Who fucking cares? I don't fucking care. All I want, this is what I want. I want $19.99. I want to be able to go to the gas station and fill up my car for 86 cents a gallon. Then I want to drive my happy fat ass right over to McDonald's and spend $1.50 and get a drink, two sausage biscuits, and a hash brown. I don't want to go to Food Lion and get five items, and spend $80. That's where we're now the old Rage Renegades.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that bullshit. And I realize it now because of all the shit. It's like, I go get a Rice-A-Roni thing, and it's like $5. It's like, it's rice. Because we don't even have rice anymore. That's why I need to be president, man.
We're going to make this happen.
I'm just going to tell Elon, just give me all the cars. Just give me all the cars. We got this.
Just stay away from the submersibles.
Just not the submersibles. We don't need Titanic 3. Don't need it. Continue to work on getting our consciousnesses into a computer. You said 2040. I want that deadline still stick so we can become the greatest computer virus of all time.
Yeah.
Allegedly, they're in human trials, but I don't know who those humans are.
I mean, Panda, you looked it up when I was talking about that sleep apnea thing, mm-hmm. that implant. You can now get an implant in your body for sleep apnea. You don't need a mask anymore.
Yeah, I was just watching Dynamite, not paying attention because it's a commercial. And then I hear it, I'm like, wait, I'm like, that's what we were just talking about. Like, it's a thing. There's a commercial for it.
Like, we're on the path to cyborgs. We're on the path.
Yeah, that's what I'm counting on. I don't plan on dying. I plan on becoming machine.
I will become machine. I will get the $6 million man song playing at some point. We are going to become machine, and we're going to take out Bigfoot, played by a resurrected Andre the fucking Giant.
And by that time, we might be able to clone Andre the Giant. We might be able to make him.
I think we should clone Andre the Giant. The greatest fun, drinker of all time, Andre the Giant. And I still watch that HBO documentary they did on Andre. I'll watch that thing every couple of weeks. It is so fucking good.
He could lift a woman with one hand.
Yeah. And he could rhyme. He could rhyme like nobody's business in Princess Bride. We need Andre. It's like the late, great Norm MacDonald said. He goes, I figured it out. He was a giant by the name of Andre. That's who is Andre the Giant. That's the other thing, man. We've lost so many people. We've lost Norm MacDonald over the last couple of years. We lost Bray Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we lost Terry Funk, but of course, Terry was old. Gilbert Godfrey, Carl Weathers. I think Lou Gossett Jr. just died.
Yeah.
So we lost Lou Gossett Jr. People are dying. Ladies and gentlemen, people are dying. These great humanitarians like Gilbert Gottfried, whose vocal stylings were music to everybody's ear.
Well, luckily, still Elvis is still alive.
Elvis is still alive because he's in Vegas as an impersonator. But can we get Bobcat Goldthwait back? Because without Gilbert Gottfried, we need some dulcet tones. Can we get Bobcat Goldthwait to do something? Can we just, you know, if we're going to clone Andre the Giant, can we clone Sam Kinison?
Sure.
Just screaming?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give Steve Guttenberg a platform so he can actually be good again and bring back Judge Reinhold? I mean,
wasn't the Beverly Hills Cop 4 or something? Wasn't he just in that?
Beverly Hills Cop 4? I don't think it's out yet. Not yet. I mean, we still have Nick Cage.
Oh, yeah.
Willy's Wonderland is a masterpiece. If you haven't watched Willy's Wonderland, Panda, put that on your thing. Willy's Wonderland.
I will put it on my list.
I did eventually break down and watch that.
What did you think of Willy's Wonderland?
It's pretty good. It's Cage. It's definitely up his alley.
It's the Five Nights at Freddy's movie that we didn't want, but we needed. I mean, he doesn't. This is the only movie. Nick Cage doesn't talk for 2 hours. He doesn't say a word. But that man
fights a bunch of mechanical monsters.
He fights a bunch of Chuck E. Cheese animatronics.
Mm-hmm.
But it's his facial expressions. The man is a god amongst men. I mean, as they said on Saturday Night Live, he wants to be in 100% of movies, and he's only sitting at a cool 98 right now. But I look at the world, and I look at where we've been through all the bullshit, people stabbing us in the back, people saying we would never make it, and we're still here.
Still after, man, there's so many podcasts that are just gone now, man. When we started out, there was everybody we knew, every single person we knew was on a podcast.
Everybody had a podcast.
Everybody had a show, and now it's just us left.
It was the Pinewood Derby and the Boy Scouts. Everybody got a trophy. You know?
Oh, they're all gone. Red, all of them. They're all gone. Like, they're all moved on to whatever they're doing.
And we're still here, bitches.
Well, he said we would
be. It's like Paul Heyman said, you cancel us 100 times, we're going to come back bigger, badder, and stronger at 101. You cancel us on the 101st time, we're coming back for 102.
Mm-hmm.
The only people that can cancel us is us.
There's been big spaces in our broadcasting, but we're still here.
Yeah, I mean, life happens. Life happens. Whether it's health issues, divorce issues, job issues. We all have stuff going on.
Everything that for the, like the last year, I've been doing art for the for different podcasts on YouTube and like the Shuly Network and Cardiff Electric and guys like that. And so that, and I'm still doing commissions, so that's changed. I wasn't doing that before.
And we are going to have a new logo.
Yes,
I am so excited.
I'm doing a new logo for the show, and I've got like three commissions going, but I'm working on it in my spare time, so it's taking a while.
Hey, but, commissions first, man. That's money in your pocket.
I'm going to make it really cool. That's why I don't want to make just – I just want to throw one out there that's shitty. Yeah. I want to make a really good one.
No. But there's just like so much stuff going on, so much good stuff. I still can't afford a PS5. How do you motherfuckers afford a PS5 out there in radio land? In podcast land, tell me, what do you not eat for 5 months so you can get a PS5?
Are they even available? I didn't even know if they, you could even buy one anymore.
You can. I saw two of them at Walmart like 3 weeks ago. They're probably gone, but I saw
two
of them.
It's so far away from me getting one. I don't even look.
It's like really. It's like a unicorn. It's like you gotta find it.
Does Walmart still do layaway?
I don't know. Do they?
I don't know. I'm like, is that a thing anymore? They used to be like the best.
Oh, yeah.
Does Walmart do layaway? Yes, Jess says that they do.
There we go. Right from the Jess's mouth. Walmart does layaway. And that, you know, remember back when you all your Christmas presents were on layaway?
Mm-hmm.
And that was a surefire way of you never knowing what you got for Christmas because your parents wouldn't have them in the house. They were on layaway until like Christmas Eve, and then they went and got them from layaway.
Yep.
The greatest year ever. Well, one of the greatest years ever. When I was a kid, my mom worked at the 3D store in Greenfield, Indiana, and she worked in the toy department. So the very first run, before there was a cartoon, before there was any hype about it at all, Masters of the Universe came into the store, and she grabbed one of every single figure and stuck it in layaway for me for Christmas. And I had every first run figure and vehicle for Masters of the Universe that year because she got a major discount on it. And she worked in the toy department and had dibs, so I had every single one of the first run of Masters of the Universe, Castle Grayskull,
Battlecat,
everything.
I remember going, and I don't know if either of you remember a store. It was Ames and Zares.
I remember Zares, yeah.
I would go in there with my parents, and you know, that's, I remember it vividly because it was like, it was a classic like 80s store. Like, it was all beige.
Was like, that the, was did beige. You have to do like the catalog order there? You had to like order from
the
catalog?
Yeah, there was like catalog orders, but I remember going in there. And also in Toys R Us, and they would have the Sega Genesis encased in plastic with the, you know, controllers out so you could play.
Yeah.
And the two games you could play at different stores, one store had Sonic the Hedgehog and the other had Tasmania. So I would go, when we would go to the stores, I'd get to play both games because it was the 80s, you know, go on over, play your game, we'll be fine, you know, Adam, you know, shit, people. Even though Adam Walsh, that was what happened to him, you know.
Exactly what happened to him. There's a weird theory that Jeffrey Dahmer got him, but that's beside the point.
That's a theory, even though I think they said Otis Tool did it, and they've, like, confirmed it was Otis Tool and all that.
Yeah, John Walsh said he didn't believe him. He didn't think it was him.
But Christmas morning, come downstairs, and I hear dun 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 dun, and I rush into the living room, and there on the screen was Sonic the Hedgehog with a Sega Genesis and Tasmania, and I was like, ah. And you never saw me again for like weeks. You never saw me. And then over on the side was the Ninja Turtle sewer playset. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Play my game.
Yeah.
You know, back when games were games. Nowadays, it's $60 a freaking walking Norman Reedus around a field.
Yeah, I was watching this guy on YouTube that goes around and buys all the old toys that I used to have. And man, you should see the markup on those things now.
How do these people afford it?
I don't know. This guy dropped $900 on this, like, it was like for like Battle Beasts or something, some toy line that came and went. And it was like this like German Shepherd head, like Wolfman toy, and it, I mean, it doesn't look like anything special. This guy dropped $900 on it. It's like, that's crazy, man.
Like, have you seen those things on YouTube where it's like, I bought every special edition of, like, iPhone 4 or something like that, you know? They buy all, like, the special editions, like, oh, this is a $1,000 phone. And I'm like, how do you have the money to do this?
Yeah.
What have I done wrong in my 40 years on this goddamn planet, you know, where I can't go buy Rice-A-Roni, even though I'd make good money, but these people that are not even, you know, most of them can't even drink yet, and they're out there buying, like, the newest Yeezys. Like, who wants to buy a Yeezy? Like, I remember when you stood in line to get the Snapchat
glasses? Oh, yeah, I still have those, too. Yeah.
Like, getting stuff like that, those little pop-ups, you know? But I watch it, and I'm like, I watch a guy on YouTube, his name is Junk Wax Sal, and he opens up, like, old baseball cards.
Yeah.
From, like, the 80s and stuff. But, and I'm like, I want to pick his brain, and he seems like a cool guy. He likes wrestling, too. He's always looking for that Alexa Bliss card whenever he opens up wrestling cards. All he wants is Alexa Bliss. And but how do people go out there and spend hundreds of dollars on this stuff? Now, I know some of them go on like Whatnot and they resell. But I sit there and I'm like, do I want to buy this burger? Or do I, for $2, do I buy the burger? Which ultimately I probably will put back because it's $2.
Or this $5,000 pair of shoes.
Or do I go spend 10 grand on the USS flag? You know? Or even today, do I eat or do I go drop $500 on a Silver Age comic book?
Yeah, that's the comics have gone crazy too, man.
Even the new issues are like $5 to $6.
Yeah.
For a new issue.
Yeah.
I bought two issues of X-Men. It was $18. Two issues of X-Men, brand new, and it was $18.
That's crazy. You just get like a whole list of like 50 books.
Remember a few years ago, each of us, we were buying like 100 books a week and and all that stuff. Now it's like, I got to pick and choose.
Yeah.
And that's if I go to the store, which like I said, I go to the store and I want to buy comics, but it's all these like graphic novels now. Because that's like what a lot of comic book stores are selling now. It's, you know, they got the comics off in the side, but in front are just like nothing but like graphic novels that talk about like historical figures or coming of age stories.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to see Batman beat the fuck out of Joker.
The industry, there's all kinds of problems going on in the comic industry. I tell you, the last 2 years have just about killed all my interest in everything. I'm just more interested in watching old movies and hanging out with Jess. I don't do anything anymore. That's all I do.
I buy stuff from Temu. #sponsor us. And I pretend to be an old Western pirate in Red Dead Redemption 2.
I don't get art supplies anymore and draw and sell art. That's all I do all day long.
I mean, think about all the stuff we used to watch and talk about on the show, and that's where I love coming back together, is going through the archives of what we used to talk about.
10 years of cool shit that we've done, talked about.
You look at people that we had on. James Rolfe. Still going strong with the Angry Video Game Nerd. Brad Jones, the dad.
Just saw Lloyd at a video of a convention, they had the trauma table set up there.
Yeah, Brad Jones, the Cinema Snob's a dad.
Yeah, I saw that. Dad.
The Nostalgia Critic's still doing stuff, you know, but it's different.
Yeah, Phelous is Djibouti. Still around. Djibouti's weird. They're doing live streams on YouTube now. They never did that before. They used to live stream on Twitch, and then they'd put it on YouTube later.
Phelous does a lot with Allison now with Lupa.
Yeah, married now or something? I think they might have got married, maybe.
They're either that or they're still engaged. One of the two. I still want to purchase something from Dingo Pictures, though. I want a Wabu stuff animal. Because we need Norton and we need Wabu. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's what we need. But looking back, you know, BD Wong and all that stuff, and now we're back and it's gonna be like, it's not it's not like starting from square one, but we have so much on the plate and so much on the horizon that we're not going to talk about right now.
Yeah,
because well, that is our business.
The experience of doing this for 10 years, I think that means something. I mean, we've been doing this a long time. I see a lot of new shows that come out now, and it's like they don't. I see them running into problems that we ran into, you know. And I watch them, I'm like, oh, well, I know we've been through that.
Well, let's go by Panda's favorite. This is so fucking unprofessional.
That was the best one.
The corrupted audio file with Brad.
My
phone. Were we recording? Yeah. whole audio issues, technical issues, you know, the at the time editor of Bleeding Cool telling Chief and I to go shove it up our rear ends because we didn't kiss her ass.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't kissing nobody's ass except for Timu. Sponsor.
That was the end of that first podcast. That
was the end of Panel to Panel. Which I did find a lot of the old audio files from Panel to Panel about a year or two ago. I found a lot of the old audio files.
Every once in a great while, I get a message on Twitter from Jules, which is strange. Like, I don't talk to her for like a year, and then she'll pop up and be like, hey, how you doing?
Nobody talks to me except for you guys. I'm a dick. I'm an old fucking fuck.
Yeah, I never think that you're on there. I tag you and stuff once in a while in there, but you're never on there, so I don't see this.
I see it. There's the weird part about Twitter, or X, as it's now called.
It's
still Twitter. Is every day I see people following us on X, and I'm like, who are these people? And it's always the same thing. It's some girl in like a bikini, and I'm like, it's the porn bots. And I'm like, okay, we have a penchant for talking to those in the industry. But come on.
You might start getting a few, though, because the other night on the Replayables podcast, Chris Abels read out the name of our show and told people to go check it out. So we might start getting some Dabbleverse people coming over to hear us.
Come and hear us. Come and listen, because, like I said, we don't hold nothing back.
I know, but Shirley does a great Dusty Rhodes impression, too. One of these days, you guys will have to go head-to-head. And
nice. Let me tell you something, baby. He may be doing a good Dusty Rhodes, but you got to think I'm the American Dream. I'm a super genius, okay? Because as we talk on this podcast right now, my hand is touching your hands, okay? Because he don't know about hard times, Daddy. Hard times is when you marry a narcissistic bitch. That's hard times, Daddy. That's hard times.
Bull in the woods.
There's a bull in the woods. Rick Flair! At the Great Smash. I will be whooped ass because my hind is a little too big. My belly's just a little too big. But I'm bad and he know I'm bad.
That's very accurate. It's hard to tell you and Shirley do a great dueling Dusty Rhodes.
So here's what's funny. In the last year or so, my mimicry has gotten better. So being in role play, and I hear so many voices, and if I spend enough time with it, I actually start picking up people's mannerisms and their voice. And we have this one guy. He goes by the name of Snow Monkey. And I picked up his voice to where I started, like, freaking people out because they thought it was him instead of, you know, me. So it's just my mimicry has gotten so much better.
You remember back in the old days when Djibouti would... Back in the real early days of when they were doing Jerry Curl and stuff, they would switch out once in a while. Like, Pops would, like, Justin would get up and leave, and Pops would put on the headphones and sit there and do Jerry Curl, like, mm-hmm. in the world. And they would do him, like, almost identical. And then Damon would sit in once in a while and do
it's
Jerry Curl.
Them beans, girl. Come on, give me them beans, girl. Come on, Dora. Give me them beans. Come on now.
Like, they could all three do that voice, like, almost perfectly. So they could just interchange. When one of them get up and leave the room, the other one would just put on the headphones and start doing the voice.
That's why I love what we do, because it is a media platform that we can entertain you every week. And that's what the goal is here, is it's not going to be like in the old days. We had a lot going on. Shows were kind of sporadic. This is weekly. This is every goddamn Wednesday. You're going to hear us because we're back. We're back in black. We're back and we're bad, and you know what we're bad.
Yeah. And it'll sound better. It should sound better. Next time it'll sound better because it won't be on my phone.
What do you all think of the setup, though? I think it's better than Zoom.
It definitely doesn't drop out and do the audio shit Zoom used to do.
No,
or
I'm glad
freeze
I...
freeze up and drop out and stuff. That nobody's frozen or dropped out this whole time.
No, we are on the fast track because we're 5-star men and women.
See, you gotta be ahead of it. When you've been doing this a long time, you get ahead of the game. You get better software.
I mean, that being said, though, we were one of the first people to be on Zoom.
We were.
We were on Zoom. No one knew what it was. People thought it was sketchy. Like, we would have guests on there like, what is this weird thing? Pandemic hit. We're geniuses.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that before that, it was Hangouts. We did Hangout, and then we got Zoom, and then there was another one in there before Zoom came along.
Too. We've used a couple different ones over the years, you know, and then we had – so the cool thing that everybody listening, the cool thing about this platform that we're working on now, and I'll give them a shout-out. We're working on with Riverside Studios for our podcasting needs now.
Well, it sounds good. I can hear you. I can hear Panda, and it's glitching and dropping out, so it's good with me.
The cool thing about Riverside is we can take this, what we're doing now, but we can, as we record right now, we could live stream this to YouTube. We could live stream this to Twitch. We could live stream this to Kick. We can have the audience watch us live. On this platform, all they need is a link whenever we decide to do it, and we have a chat. So we can people can talk to us live on the show. So there is a lot that we are going to be able to do now because it is the technological age. I mean, we ain't in MySpace no more.
Well, this episode here, this is the first time I've been on this, so we're just kind of testing it out. The shows are going to get better, sound better. My computer is going to be coming back, so I'll be able to use a better computer next time.
It's going to be simply amazing, and especially if we get sponsored by Temu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I will hawk all your stuff, Temu. All your stuff. You want a light up spatula? That maybe will light up for like a little bit. I will hawk it.
Looks like a lizard.
you want cheap lingerie? Come on down. I will hawk all your stuff. I am a shameless promoter.
Weird. I've seen some weird shit on there.
I've seen some amazing stuff on there. You want a 1975 Corolla? I'm pretty sure it's on Temu. Okay, before we log off, we've been doing this for over a decade. Does it do you feel it that it's been over a decade?
No.
I feel a lot older than I did when we started. I don't feel like we've been doing this like that.
I was driving the other day. I saw a Toyota Camry with an antique license plate. A fucking Toyota Camry. The car that every kid in my high school, except for me, because I had a 1991 Pontiac Bonneville, everyone in my high school drove a goddamn Toyota Camry. And now they're antiques. It was the 40th anniversary of WrestleMania, and I'm 40 years old. I'm feeling it, man. My hair's a little long. Look at that. Chief, look, I got a ponytail. Look at that.
Yeah, you finally got a ponytail.
I gotta go get my sides and back trimmed for my Viking look.
Me too.
But no matter how old we get, we've always said we will be in the nursing home with IVs stuck to us, wanting our freaking mash, and we'll still be doing this show, and we'll be complaining about the nurses stealing our pills.
Stealing all.
We will that when we get to that age, we're just going to tell you everything that's on QVC. We're just going to watch QVC. Oh, there's
still reading the Sears catalog.
There's a Topaz bolo tie that we need. Oh, that's coming back this year. We're bringing back the Sears catalog. A lot of things.
We need to do it because people have been ripping us off. Somebody else was doing that. I saw on the YouTube video. Somebody was going through. Oh, Phelous did it.
Phelous did it. That's all shit.
Yeah, we came up with that. We were doing the catalog before anybody.
But I'm going to put it down here. That's coming back in Christmas time. We're going to go back to Wish Books. But we will also plan to bring back Chief's favorite time of the year with Renegade Masterpiece Theater.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's always my favorite thing.
Because we have not done that in probably 4 or 5 years. So
think of what Hot Sauce could have written in all this time.
Think about the My Little Pony porn we can read.
Oh, I mean, man.
Chief, do you primp? Do you primp?
I think we were doing that before the Brony thing came along. We were doing the theater before that.
It wasn't as popular, but it was around. But it wasn't as popular as it is now.
Who can forget that Santa wants anal?
That wasn't weird when there was just like Santa Claus was the character. There wasn't any cartoon characters in it or anything.
But we're going to get all that back. And something that Panda and I talked about last week, I think we were off the air when we were talking about it, was at some point when we're all back to where we need to be, the Renegades will be together live once again.
Mm-hmm.
We will all three be together in person live once again. Doesn't matter where we are. Hey, KatsuCon has said they would love to have us. That's in DC, and I know people who run it. So whenever we want, you know, shoot. I wish we had the money, because May is Virginia Renaissance. Yes, Virginia Renaissance Fair. We'll go down there. I'll fucking drink mead, and we will have a fucking time with turkey legs and all sorts of shit.
Everyone's spin got mad by fairies at that one.
If you know, here's what's funny. You go on YouTube to the Nerd Rage Renegades YouTube channel. Not much has been on there for a while, but if you look through it, you will find the live video of Chief and I watching the LARPing and doing commentary on the LARPing. The first time we met a friend of the show, the Bear, Justin, who is still friends on Facebook.
I don't have him anymore because I had to change my Facebook because my Facebook got screwed up and then I had to put my real name on it.
But I want to. What I want to do though is before we go off the air tonight, I want to thank those who have been with the Renegades all this time. I want to thank Maud. I want to thank Christina. I want to thank everybody that has been with us for so long, and supported us, because you ain't seen nothing freaking yet.
Oh yeah, there's so much new technology now that we can mess with.
Oh yeah, there's so many sound clips I can put in here. There's so much shit we can do. So every week you can catch us Spotify, Podbean, we're getting on Amazon Music, Apple Music, all those places. We're getting on those anywhere you get your podcast. Search up Nerd Rage Renegades and you'll find us. Podbean on Wednesday, Spotify immediately after on Wednesdays. Every single freaking week where you get a show that is just random as fuck and we don't care.
Yeah, and the pod, we'll get the Podbean archive back up. There's like over 300 shows on there from the old.
I got it.
Go there and listen. There's really good shit on there from way back. Convention coverage, there's interviews with comic guys, there's all kinds of good stuff.
So, next week, be back here. What are we talking about? Who knows? We don't know. Maybe we'll talk about weird shit. We always talk about weird shit.
We'll talk the eclipse a week late.
Chief, we can get Neil deGrasse Tyson on, because, oh my God, the eclipse is going to happen. It happened. I was there, and I was naked, and it was amazing.
It's all climate change's fault.
It's all the eclipse. Change. So until next Wednesday, guys, thank you so much for joining us here on the Nerd Rage Renegades podcast. And in tribute to Norm MacDonald, that was the news.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, everyone.